from the Carlton goal in a very tight opening quarter. Here's Vessio!
She's a superstar.
Only needs half an opportunity. Darcy Vessio in front of goal for the Blues, and she kicks another one.
Well, Darcy Vessio joins us. We're going to have to go back to that in a moment, but Darcy Vessio is on the line. Darcy, welcome to you for the first time. We've never spoken. I'm Hamish McLaughlin, Gary Lyon, Tim Watson and Sam McClure all here. Did you hear any of that interview just before we get into Friday night's footy?
The interview that you were just going to then?
Oh, you mustn't have heard it. We had Tim Watson talking to a teddy bear.
I heard the end bit, but I had no idea what was going on.
No, to be honest, neither did we.
That's terrible.
Hey, welcome to you, Darcy. Just, it's been an extraordinary journey, and we'll speak about Friday night in a moment, but just some background. You grew up in Wangaratta. How did you fall in love with footy?
I grew up in Wang, and I've got two brothers, and my older brother started playing Auskick when he was young, and I wanted to be better than him at everything, so I picked up a footy. Started playing Auskick when I was 5 too.
And you started at 5, but at 14 you were told no more footy for you.
Yeah. So because there's no youth girls competitions in Wangaratta at the time, I had to give it up. And to be honest, I never thought I'd be playing again. So it's pretty special what's going on now.
Friday night, just try and describe to those listening what you experienced when you went up the race and out onto the ground.
It's so difficult to describe it. It was such a remarkable experience, and all the girls were just sort of making eye contact with each other and just sort of smiling and just trying to embrace everything that was happening. I had Olivia Brown with me, so I was just trying to chat to her and calm her nerves as well.
Hey, Darcy, I watched as well, like thousands of other people, and generally the better players, I'm thinking, are going to play around the ball. My limited knowledge is, you know, Daisy Pearce and these types of players, but you played predominantly inside the forward 50. Is that where you played most of your footy, and will we see you up in the middle of the ground?
I think predominantly I'll be in the forward line. I think I'm probably most comfortable around goal. I try to push up every now and then, but I probably get a bit lost the further I get from goal.
And just sorry, quickly, on from the Carlton men's point of view, the interaction you have with them, I mean, your skill set would stand up. Have you been able to work with those boys at all?
There has been a bit of interaction. Obviously, it's a bit difficult because they train during business hours, and we're, of course, there after business hours. But, we've got Dennis Armfield on board coaching with us, and I always stop and have a chat to a few of the boys if I see them around. I guess I'm in a unique position working at the club as well, so I see them a little bit more often. There has been interaction, and when I've spoken to them, they've been great.
And Darcy, what do you do outside of football?
So at the moment I'm working at the club as a graphic designer, so it's pretty handy being able to keep it all in-house.
And is your desire for you to become a full-time professional footballer?
Yeah, ultimately that'd be amazing. I think all the girls playing would love to be able to do that one day. I don't know how far away that would be, but I'm pretty lucky being a bit younger, so I might even see the day.
Talking to Darcy Vessio, who kicked 4 on Friday night for the Blues. Darcy, you actually designed the club's jumper, did you not?
Yeah. So I was part of the graphic design team, which sort of did a few slight modifications to the traditional navy blue jumper, which was, it was an awesome process to be part of. And, I'm really thankful that I was able to have some input into that.
Talk about big-time players. We're speaking about Brady before, Tim. 4 grand finals, 2 best on grounds for Darcy in those grand finals. Your heritage, Darcy, you're a multicultural ambassador. Just give us a bit of your background.
So my mum's side is Chinese and my dad's side's Italian, so I'm a bit of a hybrid.
Martin Flanagan said it's a great Carlton name. Vessio.
Vessio, yeah, very Italian.
And have you noticed Darcy out in the streets wandering around? You know, you might wander in for a coffee. Do you get the odd one just given for nothing these days?
Oh, no, no free coffees yet. But no, it has been great. A few people have come up and sort of spoken about Friday night's game, and it's so wonderful to see footy reaching people who it just hasn't reached before.
Just SMS is coming in at the moment. The most amazing thing about AFLW was how happy the women look to be playing. It's an astounding success, and that's from Todd on the road. So I think that is the view from almost everyone, Darcy. It was fabulous to see you play and see AFLW get off to such a great start. And the Blues, is it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday night, Icon 5:05 against the Giants. You'd be looking to go 2-0 and stay on top of the ladder, Darcy.
Yeah, I guess that's the ultimate aim, but... Yeah, we're still buzzing after Friday. We'll look to switch our mindset to GWS hopefully fairly soon.
Don't go too cliche riddled on us. We love the rawness of the women, Darcy.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
Already bigger than Vinnie Cotoggio in Carlton. Already bigger.
Good luck on Saturday, Darcy.
Thanks so much, guys.
Good on you, Darcy.